sometimes takes Big Fatty.
It never fucking takes Big Fatty for anything other than burping, farting, and talking about things that are absolutely dull and boring. That's what it takes Big Fatty.
I can't disagree with that.
All right, so let's keep this fucker rolling, honey.
All right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Burping, farting, and talking about things that are absolutely dull and boring.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 513 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to pick right back up where he was, talking about the horror weekend up there in the Washington, D.C. And y'all, I've got a nutty buddy I'm going to be eating. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, I know some of you are going, oh, Big Fatty, do you have a special guest in the studio? You said you have a nutty buddy. No, I have one of those drumstick ice cream cones. We used to call them Nutty Buddies. I don't know when they got to be called drumsticks. But y'all, to me, a drumstick is a piece of chicken. Yes! Yes! But y'all, the Nutty Buddy is like the ice cream cone, and it has the vanilla ice cream, and it's dipped in the chocolate, and then it's rolled in the peanuts on the top. And y'all, it used to be when we were growing up that, you know, they were always messy because you'd get down to the bottom and the ice cream would drip out the bottom of the cone. And y'all, somebody got very, very smart, and they put just a little dab of chocolate down in the bottom of the cone. And, y'all, it doesn't drip anymore. And, you know, and you're probably thinking, well, Big Fatty, we can't imagine that it would have time to melt with you shoving it in your mouth. So, anyway, I'm going to eat that because, y'all, I've had a little supper. And I just decided that I wanted to have a little dessert. And I know y'all don't mind me having a little bite of this right now. It's delicious. It's a Nutty Buddy. But, y'all, I hope you're all doing well. Y'all, the coupon, I know Julie has been worried sick about the coupon. Because they've moved it to the Wednesday paper. And, y'all, Big Fatty did cut the coupon out of the Wednesday paper. And I have been to the Publix, and I've got the coupon right here. And if I have time today, I'll read it. If not, Julie, you'll have to worry for another day, but I'm going to have a little bite here. Y'all, did you notice that Larry Cloud took down his website? I don't know what's up with that, but I tried to go over there, and y'all, it's just gone. It's gone. He, 2010, first casualty of 2010. Excuse me, 2010. Ah, Beck Bunny, you cannot say 2010. Oh, I've spit Nutty Buddy on the computer screen. Oh, yuck. Now it's made a big mess. But that's okay because I got some paper towels when I was at the Publix. But, y'all, when I talked to you yesterday, I was telling you about the, horror, and we were having the buffet breakfast. And, y'all, at the table at the buffet breakfast was this old woman, and I would guess she was probably in her 70s. But y'all, she was quite the grand dame, and she's a little lady, but she was there in her full leather. I know she's somebody's grandmama, and y'all, I just thought it was a hoot that here's this little old lady that she loves to go. You know, she's a lady that does lunch, I'm sure, and lives on her Social Security, and loves to go to the flower show. She was always talking about going to the different flower shows. And she knows that the gays love the flower shows also. And, oh, shit. Yeah, this would not work well when you eat during a podcast. All I'm going to say, I'll try to save you for more of this in the future, but y'all, the Nutty Buddy was just sounding good, and I had to have it. So, But, anyway, so, we were having breakfast, and, you know, she was just a hoot. And then, after breakfast, I, went back up to my room, and I was piddling around and all, and met with some of the, well, actually, I didn't go back up to the room then. I met with some of the directors of the International Mr. Leather contest, which takes place in the Chicago's during the Memorial Day weekend. You know, Big Fatty went up to that here just recently, last May. That's where I met Omar and Denny and BJ and William and Luke and Jimmy. No, it wasn't Jimmy. It was just oh, poor Big Fatty. It was Jeffrey. And and y'all, so I met with the contest people about that, and they're evidently going to give some, donate some packages to the horror weekend, to the IML horror weekend in the Chicago. They're going to donate some of those to Big Fatty's. You know, Big Fatty's got his big leather contest that he directs coming up President's Day weekend next month. That's just a few weeks away. And I'll get back, I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes and how it applies to the 14 boxes that Big Fatty had waiting on him when he got back to the post office. And so, anyway, we talked to them for a little bit. And then Big Fatty went up to his room, and y'all, the big delicious one, by the way, Bill in St. Louis is pissed because I have not shared a picture of him. And there are several others who are, Big Fatty, you should really share some more information about him. And anyway, the big delicious one sends Big Fatty a little chit-chat message. Would you like to get together again, Big Fatty? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And he goes, well, I'm out having a bite to eat, but I'd like to come by. I said, well, I don't have a whole lot of time because I'm getting ready to go to the big Nutty Buddy. And getting ready to go to the big contest. And he says, well, I'll just come directly to your room. And y'all, he did. He came up. He had on his hat and his coat. And he came in and he took his pants off and the rest of it. And y'all, I'm telling you, it is just fucking delicious. Just fucking delicious. And y'all, he could not get enough of Big Fatty. And needless to say, there was a discharge on the duvet of Big Fatty's bed from him. And y'all, it was a lovely discharge. It was one of the nicest discharges on the duvet during the entire horror weekend. And you know, oh dear Gussie, y'all, can you hear that sound? That means that the turnip head is calling me right now. So turnip head, I'll have to call you back in just a few seconds. So anyway, y'all, he has the bacon sound when he calls. But anyway, in fact, Turnip Head may be calling me about Mr. Deliciousness. But, because, you know, he lives up there in the Torontos. I had no idea he was Mexican. But what the hell. You know what, y'all? If you want to see what this person looks like, just go over to the www. Don't go to the www. Go to the Goggle and type in International Leather. This is in the BFO Sweepstakes, yes. The contest to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2010 starts on Monday. I tell you, that photo does not do him justice, y'all, because it is much better with the pants off. So, and just in every way, Well, anyway, getting back, after we had our little rendezvous there in the Auxiliary Fat Cave there in Washington, D.C., then we all hopped on the bus and went over to where they were having the contest. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty learned a lot of things about how not to run a contest. That's all I got to say. Because, y'all, you know, first of all, it started about 20 minutes late, 30 minutes late, something like that. Not good. No! If you come to a contest that Big Fatty is putting on, it's going to start on time, so your ass better be there on time. And, y'all, then they introduce the six contestants. By the way, the contest that Big Fatty is directing already has eight contestants. So, already better. But, you know what it is. And anyway, they came out, and each contestant came out to be introduced, and then they went back and they changed into ba attire. And while they were back there changing into ba attire, they had this these two guys that came out that did sort of this this not really tumbling, but they were kind of leaning on each other and posing and stuff like that. It's kind of that Cirque du Soleil stuff, but it was they were quite handsome. One was a big thing, and one was little bitty thing. And y'all, they were really quite good. Then the contestants came out in their ba attire. And after they were introduced in the ba attire, then they went back and they were going to be getting ready for the physique competition. And that used to be the jockstrap competition, but now it's the physique competition. And they had on black underpants, which I'm sure that the gay country boy Tim of Terminally Single, they were probably touching themselves because I mentioned the word underpants. But anyway, while they were changing into their underpants, we had to have a 30-minute break. So there was a 30-minute downtime then. And I'm like, really? Oh, gosh, that was kind of gurgly. And after the 30-minute downtime, they came out in their underpants. They all had on identical underpants. And, y'all, the thing was, there was a white tag on the back of them, and I thought they had put them on inside out. And I went, oh, dear gushy, they put on the underpants inside out. They're showing off their fruit of the loom. And but they hadn't. And so after the underpants, then they had the formal leather attire. And while the formal leather, they were getting ready for the formal leather attire, y'all, they had this guy from Germany. I don't know what his name was, but he was quite the handsome man. That Michael in Stuttgart probably knows him. But y'all, if you want to get, you want to see pictures of what these, what the entertainment was, you can go over to leatherweekend.com. And you can see the pictures over there of the entertainment. And anyway, he was from Germany. He had these three little Twinkie things wearing the little cowboy hats dancing behind him going, ooh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And y'all, his English was okay, but it wasn't great. And I wouldn't say it was good enough to sing on stage before a North American audience. And so he sang a song, and okay, yeah, great, okay. And then he sang another song, okay, great, okay. And then he says, now I'm going to slow it down a little bit. So the dance has disappeared, and he sang the third song. And actually, the third song was pretty good. And then he says, and for my final song, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, four fucking songs? Really? So anyway, he sang his fourth song, and the Twinkies came out and danced again. They did not have glitter on, so I do not believe any of them was the Gravitas. But anyway, So they came out, and they were in their formal attire, and they came out, and they were asked a question, which they had been given earlier so they could prepare their answers. And nothing, there was nothing about world peas. And we talked about the mushy peas on the show the other day with Woody. But this was not, there was nothing about world peas in the question. But anyway, so then after that, they went backstage and they awaited the results of the judges. And so I don't remember what they fucking did while they waited for that. But anyway, probably made some sort of fucking, oh, I know what they did. They introduced all of the current and former title holders. Everybody has a title. Everybody has a sash, okay? And there was my cutie thing up there wearing his fabulous patch and looking just hot. And I'm going, yeah, Big Freddy, you done that twice already. Yes, yes, yes. And then after that, they came out and they announced the winners. And the guy that... that won the contest that Big Fatty directed last year, he was the second runner-up, and then the first runner-up was Mr. Pittsburgh Eagle, I think, and then the first runner, the winner was, y'all, he was a midget. He wasn't really a midget, but he's tiny. We called him the Pocket Gay. And you could just put him in your pocket, y'all. He's a skinny little thing, and his picture's over there at that leatherweekend.com. He is not anything. He is the exact opposite of Big Fatty's deliciousness that came by. And he won. He's probably 5 feet tall. Seriously, and probably weighs 97 pounds wet. The sash probably weighs more than he does. But anyway, he won, and, you know, we all lived happily ever after. And we went back to the hotel, and we had some beverages, and Big Fatty... you know, was peddling around in the room, and y'all, all of a sudden, Big Fatty gets a message. Hey, Big Fatty, you want to play one more time? I said, I would love to, and you know who it was. And he said, well, I have got to do some packing. I got to pack my grip, my valise, and... then I'll send you another message when I'm available. And y'all, he sent me another message. And y'all, he came down to the room wearing nothing but a jock strap, a white jock strap, and a pair of boots. And was carrying a cocktail. And y'all, this is how people walk around the corridors and the lobby of the hotel. But y'all, none as delicious as the one that came out to see Big Fatty a third time. And so I'm just like, oh dear God, Big Fatty, you know, and y'all, it was wonderful, and Big Fatty had a good time, and when it was all over, he says, boy, that's a way to get the evening started. And I said, oh dear Gussie, well, I didn't say dear Gussie, I was thanking him, but anyway, he was off to the lobby because his evening was starting, and y'all, Big Fatty went to bed because it wasn't going to get any better than that. And so that was that. And then y'all, that was the end of the weekend. We got up Monday morning, had breakfast together, and it was just very good. I'll tell you about my flight attendant on the flight back on tomorrow's show. But y'all, I wanted to mention that was the beginning of today's show was from the LFC of last weekend when Vera was on. And by the way, Vera, would you like to give us a preview of what we can expect on your Friday show this week?
Burping, farting, and talking about things that are absolutely dull and boring.
Okay, so a normal show for you on Friday. Okay, bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.